The Green Hope Project is hosting its fourth Metamorphosis Trash to Treasure art show. While this show would normally be held at a local art venue, this year they've improvised and will be hosting a virtual art reception and art gallery. It all happens later today at 2 o'clock, and here to tell us all about it are Candy Prince and Darlene Aguirre. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know y'all were faced with, do we cancel or do we go on? So will you walk us through that thought process that you all went through?
Oh my gosh. I think just like everybody else at the beginning, we didn't anticipate anything like this carrying on for so long, you know? At first, we just thought we would ride out the couple days, and then it turned into a week, and then it turned into, oh my gosh, guys, we got to get together and have a talk and figure out what we're going to do. Right from the beginning, all of us agreed that we definitely did not want to cancel. I mean, if you could see what we saw as far as the quality and the number of entries, it's just a shame to not celebrate that in some way if we can possibly do it. So what was it like a week or two ago, Darlene? Maybe 2 weeks ago, we decided, let's just go for it. Let's do virtual as far as the gallery presentation. Because, I mean, when people submit the work, they're digital submissions. So yay. We have pictures for the award ceremony. We thought, well, I mean, why not do it live? Let's just go for it.
Y'all are going for it too. You have the senator, and like you figured out the reception and the virtual gallery and the whole bit. This is all happening a little later today at 2 o'clock. So what do you have envisioned for us? Because you definitely didn't go small when you decided to go virtual.
Mm-mm. No, I think we never do. I mean, we like to party.
That's true.
You know, I think when we did discuss it, we decided, you know, we want it to be just as fun as it would have been in person, which is we would have had catering, we would have had live music, we would have had, you know, the award ceremony. And we thought, how can we make this special as well? So the virtual gallery, yes, let's show it as we would if you walked into an actual exhibition, you would see everything on the walls. And then we thought, you know, we can't have the stuff that we'd like as far as the food and all that, but we can do giveaways. So we decided in between the award ceremony for people who tune into the live event, what we're going to do is we're going to have random giveaways for people who subscribe to our social media accounts and stuff like that. We're randomly just going to pull names. And what's some of the stuff we're going to give away, Darlene?
Toilet paper.
It's a hot commodity.
We thought about that. We brainstormed stuff. I think ultimately our decision was to go with gift cards only because of the whole process of having to minimize exposure to, you know, others and stuff like that. So I think for the most part, it's gift cards. Mm-hmm. We also considered, or we thought about food, of course, which is very important. We just thought of a lot of things, and because we're just creative women, and I think that whatever we come up with, whatever anybody wins, I think they'll be great with it.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is unexpected anyway, and the fact that you all really, really put some thought into it is really cool.
You know, and what we're seeing, we're a part of this as well, but also from the outside looking in, that, you know, people are, you know, struggling with anxiety and, you know, layoffs and hardships. And we thought, you know, our point not only is to promote the arts, education, and environmentalism, but, you know, we want to support our city. And so when we see our city in a position where they're struggling, we want to bring light in any way we can. And there's such healing through the arts. And there's such great messages through the arts. So we wanted the prizes as well to be something that people might need, which might be money right now. It might be food boxes. It might be face masks. And it might be toilet paper.
All real things. Yes. All true needs that who knew we would be talking about this. So tell us about the artwork. Because I know every year, you're right, like y'all are building on this thing. It started off as this one idea. And now it's almost like expected. Folks are kind of looking for when to submit their art, how to be a part of it. Tell us about the art pieces. I know you always have some crazy amount of submissions and some crazy amount of folks showing. I'm guessing this year isn't different.
No. You know, the response from the community has been amazing. Like you said, I think it's becoming something that people are looking forward to. And I like that we have it elementary through adult, because it's not like, oh, I'm a senior in high school, I graduated, I can't enter. No, we still want everybody to, you know, be a part of this cause. And you know, what's cool is that, like I said, there's power in art. some of the pieces I've seen. And you know, I hope you guys come and join us at 2 o'clock today, because what you're going to find is that when you see these images, they're really moving. They do have to include recycled materials within their pieces. So not only A, is it having people rethink the items they use on a daily basis. I mean, look at how much we're consuming right now in this stay at home. I think people are really thinking about that more. But B, I think people need some sort of a coping tool and outlet right now. And so if it's not creating the pieces and submitting them, it's viewing them. But man, I think we had close to 500 again this year, elementary through adult. And I mean, from 2D to 3D, and they just blow my mind, from toilet paper rolls to uses of plastic bottles. It's just, they really did turn trash into treasure. It's amazing.
I'm guessing by now you have what I would call repeat offenders, folks that have been a part of one show and maybe came back. Is that true, or is that just a weird assumption?
No. Oh gosh. Yeah. We have repeat offenders, and we love them, because they're just like, we're like, keep it coming, man. Because every year it changes, you know. When we announce the ones that were admitted, we can't have all of them, especially when we have an actual exhibit, because it's just too much wall space. But
sure.
So of the 500, I think we accepted about 205 or something like that. And one of them was like, I have entered your contest for 4 years in a row. I finally get in, and you don't have a show.
but you get to be the part of the first virtual show.
No, and she said it jokingly. She's like, you know what? It's kind of cool, because this is like, I'm going down in history. This is kind of neat.
that is true. So talk us through the mechanics of how one attends your show today at 2 o'clock.
We will have Zoom. And of course, we'll have our MC, which will be Candy. We kind of run some like a PowerPoint kind of thing where people can view whatever is happening. And she's going to be presenting the awards and stuff like that. And then we'll also have some people from Green Hope basically chatting with anybody that has any questions or anything like that.
We'll have the opening remarks just to explain everything. So the best way to kind of join us today is going to be to go to our website, which is www.greenhopeproject.org. And when you go there, you just follow directions. There's prompts. We're going to guide you. All you do is click on the link, and it's going to get you there. So we'll be live streaming through Zoom, and you can join us on YouTube. It'll be streamed to YouTube. And, you know, YouTube has that live chat feature, so people can comment. If people have questions about how they can be a part of the live drawings, we will have people in the forum to guide them. It will be an opportunity for some of the winners to speak live on camera. We have opening remarks from Senator Jose Rodriguez. We will be doing the elementary, middle, high school adult awards. And in between every award, we'll be doing the giveaway. When we do call the names of the winners, so that you're just not wondering what the work looks like, we'll have the PowerPoint, like Darlene said, we'll have the PowerPoint going. So as soon as we call the name, their artwork will flash up on the screen so you can see it.
So cool. And I'll say, I mean, we've all become very proficient at Zoom, but if you are joining this show, download the app before, because that's super helpful too. If you're going to join via a tablet or your phone, just have the app downloaded. And if you click on the link, you're in business.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking is, to avoid so many people in Zoom, we might just do the live stream to YouTube so they can just...
Oh, yeah. Tune into YouTube. Right. It's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it. And I love that y'all didn't give up, you know? you brought
yeah,
a book.
I think that's important. We are working out a couple of kinks, as you can tell. My Wi-Fi isn't doing that well right now. So those are the little details I was talking about earlier. It's okay. What's going to happen if it, you know.
That is the one thing. We are at the mercy. Yes.
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
So that's the part that worries me a little bit. It does. Sorry.
Well, it's going to be technology versus the human. And that's kind of all of our battle during this time. So it's how you deal with it, right?
Yeah. We're going to have to do a little bit of practice. I'm just getting a little nervous here. You can see my screen flashing. Ah! And the irony is that I haven't had any technology problems. And then just yesterday, when I guess I spoke to Candy, and she told me to add something to our notes, and I freaked out because, like, my Wi-Fi started, you know, acting out. And I was like, wait a second. This can't be. Not now.
These are the things you can't predict. All right. So give us, to wrap us up, the Metamorphosis Trash to Treasure Art Show. It's going to be a virtual reception and art show. Happens later today at 2 p.m. And essentially go to greenhopeproject.org and follow the prompts, and you can watch everything on YouTube while you all kind of produce everything via Zoom. Is that right?
Yes.
And a lot of this wouldn't be possible as far as we got about $2,000 worth of prizes we're giving out. And thank you to TOCU for supporting us. And thank you to the Environmental Services Department for helping us. And you know, this is a yearly thing. So guys, if you're listening and you didn't catch it this year, hopefully we're not in quarantine next year and you can have a real show and you can join us for that one as well. It's open to everybody. We want everybody to be a part of this. We're always looking for volunteers. We're going to do an environmental summit as well. We have not canceled that. We have postponed it. And we're bringing in an artist from Lisbon, Portugal, Bardalo II. So, hey, follow us. We are doing lots of cool things.
I want to add to that. I guess one thing that's unique about this year is that we work with the Juvenile Probation Department this year, and we actually had some submissions from students and I think some of the employees, right? And so that's really cool because, I mean, if there's any kid that needs art therapy, it's those kids that have that very structured place to function. So I think that's really cool.
It's really cool that you all have included everyone and continue to include everyone. So don't forget, tune in today at 2 o'clock, Green Hope Project.org. You can also find out more about the organization and all the other fun things that they have going on. Today, my guests have been Candy Prince and Darlene Aguirre. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.